Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here to give you a look into the sources students are exploring today in The Juice. That's the daily educational app helping them boost skills and knowledge.
Yep, and for you parents and teachers, we want to quickly summarize some key stories and maybe spark some ideas for conversations you can have with the students you care about.
Right. Let's jump right in.
Okay, first up, there's a notable development in children's health guidance. The American Academy of Pediatrics, the AAP, they've put out new recommendations.
Uh-huh. What are they saying?
They're recommending seasonal COVID-19, RSV, and flu shots for kids as young as 6 months old. And this is actually different from the latest CDC guidelines.
Oh, interesting. So a split there. Why the difference?
Well, the AAP is really emphasizing their research, you know, pointing to high rates of hospitalizations and, sadly, fatalities in infants from these illnesses. Mm. They stress the vaccines are safe and effective.
And this comes at a time when there's been some turbulence, right,
mm.
with the CDC's advisory panel.
Exactly. The Health and Human Services Director, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., recently dismissed and replaced that panel, accusing them of spreading misinformation about vaccines.
Wow. But the AAP is holding firm.
Completely. They're saying their advice is purely based on the science and what's best for children's health.
It definitely brings up questions about trust. So maybe for kids, a good conversation starter is when you hear different advice about health from different experts, how do you figure out who to listen to?
That's a really important one. Okay, shifting gears a bit now. Let's look back in history at someone who really shaped how we get information. Ida Tarbell.
Ah, Ida Tarbell. A key figure in journalism, wasn't she? A muckraker.
That's the term. She was a writer, a journalist, digging deep into tough subjects. Her big work was The History of the Standard Oil Company back in the early 1900s.
Right, that was huge. What did she uncover?
She meticulously laid out Standard Oil's monopolistic tactics and some pretty unethical methods they used. Her reporting really opened the public's eyes to corporate power.
And it had real consequences, didn't it?
Absolutely. It was a major factor leading to Standard Oil being broken up in 1911 under the Sherman Antitrust Act. That act was designed to stop monopolies.
Her work really set a standard for investigative journalism exposing corporate wrongdoing.
It did. So for students, you could ask, what's the job of investigative journalism today? And how can just one person's research actually lead to big changes in society?
Good questions. Now, let's move to current politics. Something happening in Texas.
Yes. The Texas House just passed a new map for its congressional districts. This could potentially create up to 5 new Republican districts.
Which could help the GOP keep control of the U.S. House. And this is happening mid-decade. That seems unusual.
It is. Redrawing districts like this, known as gerrymandering, usually happens after the census. Doing it now has drawn a lot of criticism from Democrats.
What are they saying?
They argue it's basically rigging the system and undermines democracy. Some Democratic lawmakers even left the state to try and block the vote.
Wow. And this isn't just Texas.
No, similar fights are popping up elsewhere, like California. And there are reports former President Trump asked for these new maps specifically to help secure a Republican majority.
This really hits home how political boundaries affect representation. A discussion topic could be, how do these lines on a map impact whether people feel their voice matters in government?
Definitely. Okay, let's lighten the mood. Dogs.
Always a good topic. What's the latest?
According to the U.S. News and World Report annual survey, the Labrador Retriever is still America's favorite dog breed.
No surprise there. Labs are great. What about names?
Top name is Luna. But what's kind of fun is how it varies by state. Labs win nationally, but...
But not everywhere.
Right. Like in Texas, Chihuahuas are apparently king. And in California and Florida, it's French Bulldogs.
Huh. So regional differences even in dog preferences.
Yeah. It reflects the diversity across the, 68 million U.S. households with dogs? The survey pulled data from over 1 million responses.
It's more than just cute pets, isn't it? These preferences can tell us something. Maybe ask kids. Why do different places like different things, like dog breeds? And what can surveys like this tell us about our culture?
Good angle. Okay, next up. International trade. News about the U.S. and the European Union.
Ah, trade deals. What's happening there?
Officials have released details of a new agreement. The goal is to head off a potential trade war.
Okay, so what's in the deal?
The EU is set to eliminate all tariffs. Those are taxes on imports for U.S. goods. This should help American farmers and seafood exporters get better access to European markets.
And what is the U.S. doing in return?
The U.S. is putting a 15% tariff on most EU exports. That's actually lower than what was threatened earlier. Plus, the EU countries have committed to investing quite a bit in U.S. markets and energy by 2028.
So it shows how connected economies are. A discussion point here might be, how can decisions made between countries about trade or money actually affect your family or your life?
It's a very real connection. Finally, we have a really uplifting story out of Wisconsin.
Oh, good. What happened?
In Hudson, Wisconsin, there's a local restaurant called Urban Olive and Vine. The co-owner, Carol Trainer, became seriously ill and sadly passed away.
Oh, that's terrible for the business and her family.
It was, but then the teen employees, some as young as 14, they just stepped up without even being asked.
Really? What did they do?
Everything. Opening the restaurant, closing it, serving customers, ordering supplies, you name it. They kept the whole operation running.
Wow, that's incredible initiative from young people.
It really is. They made sure the restaurant stayed open and even thrived, which was huge support for the surviving owner.
What a powerful example of community. A great question for kids is, what does it mean to take initiative and help out when things get tough? And how can young people really make a difference?
Absolutely inspiring. Well, that wraps up our look at some of the stories students are reading in The Juice.
We hope this deep dive has given you some useful insights and maybe some talking points.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.